Good afternoon. As the latest Alberta Clipper continues to track off the eastern seaboard, gradually we'll have a return to some sunshine through the afternoon. A little bit of a breeze out of the west-northwest, but temperatures should manage to reach into the lower 30s on average across the region. For tonight, as high pressure builds in, we'll have a clear sky and it will be seasonably cold with lows averaging in the lower to middle teens. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday afternoon for January standards anyway, with high pressure keeping it mostly sunny and highs bouncing back into the lower 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a low pressure wave will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and approach the Carolina coast. On this track, clouds will be on the increase during the morning on Saturday, and depending on the storm track from that point into the second half of the weekend, it will determine what we get on Saturday and Saturday night. Right now, it looks like the low track will keep most of the precipitation into central and eastern New England in the form of rain and some wet snow. However, a closer approach to the coast with the low pressure center and more of interior New York and New England could be under the gun with a chance for some steadier snow. We'll see how this system evolves as we head toward the weekend. Highs on Saturday will be in the lower 30s. Either way, on Sunday it'll be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and debris, with temperatures back into the 20s. Another chance of snow on Monday in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the lower 20s, and high pressure will keep it sunny on Wednesday with highs staying in the lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect from the southern high plains into the southern Rockies. A deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is pivoting through the southwestern part of the country, and snow will continue to add up to as much as 8 to 14 inches in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and 3 to 6 inches in the high plains of eastern New Mexico and the panhandle of Texas. Further east, on the lower plains of central Texas and Oklahoma, 1 to 4 inches of snow is possible. In the eastern part of the country, that Alberta Clipper is bringing very light snow to the mid-Atlantic. Still, winter weather advisories are in effect for southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, Delaware, and parts of Maryland and northern Virginia, including Washington, D.C., Atlantic City, and Philadelphia. Most locations will pick up an inch or less of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Grand Marais, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the upper 30s, Boston increasing sun in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 62 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m. 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any leftover flurries will give way to increasing sunshine today, and highs will be in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, breaks of sunshine through the afternoon with highs reaching into the middle and upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs reaching into the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the lower 30s. Chance of snow Saturday, especially in the Hudson Valley east into southern New England. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Sunday, upper 20s. Another chance of snow Monday in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s Tuesday. And lots of sunshine, but highs in the lower 20s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.